With me on the phone this morning is Diane Booth. She is Cook County's University of Minnesota Extension Director. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jay.
We've been having some stressed trees. Tell me about that.
Well, last week especially, I had a number of calls from homeowners up the Gunflint Trail and also back of Hovland. A number of people are seeing trees that are turning brown or red, not entirely, although some of them, some of the smaller ones entirely underneath in the understory are turning totally red, some of the small balsam fir. If you think about what last summer was like, it was very hot, it was very dry. We went into the fall with no rainfall. We went into the winter with really no rainfall. So most of these trees that normally would get recharged from fall rains actually didn't have a chance to do that. And water really drives all the processes within a tree. So these trees went into winter very stressed, and now we're starting to see some of the results of that.
Well, it was the really early warm weather this spring and then shutting everything down with cold weather. Did that have anything to do with this at all?
Well, anything that stresses trees certainly will affect them, and that certainly is part of that. Normally, all of these trees, and we're particularly seeing it on spruce and balsam right now, normally these trees are already fighting off needlecast diseases caused by fungi, insects, things that are always there. So their immune system actually becomes impaired, you might say, when they're under stress, and especially under drought stress.
So what would we be looking for? I mean, you mentioned they turn brown or red. Have you found any insect infestations or anything so far?
I have not seen any bark beetle insect infestations. That doesn't mean they're not there, but we did not see any signs of insects. Bark beetles especially are attracted to drought-stressed trees. We might see that in the future here. One of the things I've done is I've contacted Mike Albers from the DNR. He's a forest health specialist over in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And he's going to be coming over next week to also take a look at some of the same trees that I'm looking at. And he'll be able to give us some additional information, hopefully. But, you know, I looked underneath the scope yesterday at some of these branches and things. And I am actually seeing, you know, spruce needle drop or sneed. That's a fairly new fungus that's out there attacking some of our spruce trees, and that has seemed to have ramped up, and my understanding is that does happen when trees are drought stressed. Rhizosphere is also always out there, and Lirola, these are all different needlecast diseases that are always out there. They just seem to ramp up more when the tree is stressed.
Now, we've got a lot of rocky soil here, as you know, and I mean, that's not good for holding water, so up the trail where you've really got a lot of rock, and in Hovland, as you get closer to the Grand Portage rock formations, I imagine we're not holding water in the soil, are we?
Well, yeah, that plus the fact, if you stop to think about it, further in, you're going to have more extreme temperatures as well. Mm-hmm. Probably it's hotter further back, drying out trees more, whereas along Lake Superior, we're buffered a little bit more. And if you look right along Lake Superior, the band of trees there don't seem to be affected as much, or at least not yet.
Not yet, right. Now, is the rain we've been having, is that too little too late?
It might be for some of these trees. It might help those that are maybe 50-50 or 40-60, you know, and they're kind of going, and it might be enough to kind of turn some of these trees around. The problem with trees is it's like a death spiral. Once they get stressed and they start going down, it's really hard to reverse that cycle.
Is there anything that landowners can do or shouldn't do?
Well, they shouldn't be cutting their trees down yet. You need to give these trees every possible chance. You don't want to go out there and start fertilizing trees. That will add a whole lot more stress to these trees. Watering would probably be about the only thing. But again, if you have a whole forest of trees, you're not going to be watering. You might be watering a few close to your house. Go out and take a look. See which trees look to be stressed. Unfortunately, last year during the summer and the fall, right before winter, would be the time when you should have been out there watering some of these trees. We're on a learning curve here to see exactly what's going to happen.
We've been speaking with Diane Booth. She's the University of Minnesota Extension Director here in Cook County. Thanks again, Diane. We'll keep in
touch.
You're welcome.